Make the most out of your daily commute or next road trip in a new Audi from Audi Atlanta. And what better way to do it than behind the wheel of a stylish Audi A5 Sportback? Hey, it's Finn, along with my friends at Audi Atlanta, here to introduce this city to the Audi A5 Sportback. With a versatile and athletic design, the beauty lies within, combining the sleekness of a coupe with the practicality of a four-door hatchback. And right now, you can lease the Audi A5 Sportback for $537 per month. Find yours at AudiAtlanta.com. And use the Jim Ellis Expressway to start or complete your entire purchase online, or shop in person on Peachtree Boulevard just inside the perimeter. Experience the thrill of driving like never before at Audi Atlanta. Offer applies to a 36-month lease, 2024 Audi A5 Sportback 40, $537 per month, 10,000 miles per year, with $4,731 due at signing. Example stock number A25954, MSRP $49,905, excludes tax, tag, and title fees. Offer expires 5/31/24 with approved credit.
This is a 680 The Fan podcast. To hear more live and local sports content like this, tune into 680 AM or 93.7 FM or download the Fan app.
Well, John Fogarty bringing us back. Baseball season right around the corner, talking some Braves. And hey, put me in, coach. I'm ready to play today. Today.
All right,
you may know Cellini, the Fan, 680 and 93.7 FM.
Listen to this. NFL is open for business,
breaking
man.
Breaking news.
No breaking news yet, but the legal tampering has begun officially. It started 90 seconds ago. So let's see how long before we do indeed have to play that song.
Ladies and gentlemen, we got him.
And maybe we will say that. Matt Ryan has said.
Who's him, though? Who's him?
Well,
we got him. Who's
Matt
him?
Matt Ryan said that the Falcons should either sign Kirk Cousins or trade up. So everybody's weighing in now, and we'll see if anything becomes official. When all is said and done, like I said, by the time this segment, industry term, comes to an end,
yeah,
around 12:15.
What is it they say in the business? Keep an eye on the wire, kids. Keep an eye on the wire.
We are scanning the wire feverishly.
And don't get
duped. Fervishly.
Do not get duped by social media. Do not get duped by Adam Schefter. Do not get duped. I'm serious. There's going to be a lot of duping. People are going to have their pants pulled down.
You're right. And we've all been fooled years ago when Steve Spurrier left Florida. We had an update guy come in all excited. R.C. Slocum. He's the new Florida coach. He comes in with the breaking news, and he was duped.
Yeah.
It was a fake ESPN.
There was something about Bluebell ice cream.
He said, what I'll miss the most going to Florida is the Bluebell ice cream.
Should have been a sign. Should have been a sign. But again, look.
He was reading, and then he said, oh. I said, what do you mean, oh?
Yeah, the Bluebell ice cream thing was, maybe I shouldn't have started this. But now the NFL is open for business. They have rang the bell.
Yep.
Throw your best on the table, kids.
The Braves are open for business as well, as we are a little bit over 2 weeks away from opening day in Philadelphia. And Ronald Acuna has been busy. He took live BP yesterday, did it again today. The knee feels fine. Brian Snicker told Mark Bowman, our friend from MLB.com, he's just waiting again on the medical staff.
May 1st.
To clear.
May 1st.
Don't say that.
No, just saying.
Don't say that. You put things into existence. You speak them into existence all the time. Don't say that. Take that back.
Medical clearance. I don't know. Him swinging a bat running around the baseball field seems to be clearance enough.
I feel like I can play today.
Yeah, I think you could play today, too.
I got boss.
I know you got boss.
I don't think the boss is going to say wait until May the 1st.
May I bring something else up that I had visual evidence for, and thank you to the person or the people who did it. About a week and a half ago, somebody was telling me what Jared Kelnick wasn't hitting. Oh, my God, look at this. I said, you know, my guess is they're working on something. Well, I saw the visual evidence. They brought his hands down, like they did with Ronald Acuna, like they did with Michael Harris. It looks to me like Jared Kelnick has brought his hands down from, like, eye level all the way down to mid-chest level. And if, again, one's in Seattle, I see a picture from Seattle, I see a picture from Braves spring training, they're trying to get him to cut down on the strikeouts. They're trying to find a better plane.
You have to figure out a better way to do it. Like with Ronald Acuna Jr., if I'm not mistaken, Buck brought this up a couple of weeks ago, talking about the marked improvement from Ronald Acuna during his MVP season last year, hitting 370, I believe, was the number on inside pitches. And that was his weakness for years. And that's why people asked, why did Ronald Acuna Jr. keep getting hit in the hands? Because they were pitching him inside because he couldn't hit inside pitches.
Yeah. Either didn't pull him out of a way or, you know, it just, sorry, got in on me too quick. I couldn't, again, unless I'm being bamboozled with Photoshopping, it looks to me like Jared Kelnick's bringing his hands down because that 30% number is too big. We don't strike out around here. We'd like to help you with that. And that's why the numbers for whatever the first couple of weeks of spring training didn't matter to me. My guess was he's working on something. Now, will he resort back to the old thing? How much this isn't working for me psychologically as well as physically? I don't know. They got him, and this is what Alex Anthopoulos and his group does. They're looking for something that says, wait, we can fix that. Now, a lot of people have died. A lot of people have gotten fired with we can fix it. See the quarterback thing that's going on now with Justin Fields, perhaps. I can fix that. Well, if you can't, you're going to get fired. That's not what's happening here, but if Jared Kelnick's going to fit into this group, they saw something on film. They believe they can make it better. Therefore, they did the deal. And I think I'm right about this. The two pitchers they traded for him, both now, Tommy John
surgery. Yeah, that is absolutely correct. So Alex Anthopoulos so far getting the better end of that deal, even though he had to eat some salary in making that deal as well. So if everything goes right in a perfect world, you're going to have Kelnick in left field. You're going to have Acuna in right field. You're going to have Michael Harris in center field. David O'Brien revisited an article that he wrote in The Athletic back in 2021, March the 10th, 2021, where he spoke with Marquise Grissom. And Marquise Grissom said, this guy's going to be ready, Michael Harris II, much sooner than later. He said, all I can say as a former player is he's different. And he said, the last time I saw a player when I said he was different, that was Chipper Jones. That was Barry Bonds. That was Gary Sheffield. That was Jim Thome.
So he's on the record as four times. He did his Mount Rushmore of just listen to me. That's pretty good company. Hold on. Give me those names again.
Well, Chipper Jones.
Hall of Famer.
Barry Bonds. Hall of Fame numbers.
Yeah. I know.
Gary Sheffield, Hall of Fame numbers.
Yeah.
Jim Thome.
Hall of Fame.
So there you go.
All right. We should be listening to Marquise Grissom a little bit more. Get him on the phone, please.
Then to reiterate, he said, that's a different cat.
I love that.
As we try to call.
No answer.
Marquise Grissom.
I love different cat. I love it when it's positive. Different cat could be bad, too. Different cat means two very different things. In this case, it looks like really good.
A.J. Smith-Shawver, a different cat when you watch him pitch, as is Hurston Waldrop. They're both down to the minor league camp. A.J. Smith-Shawver this morning optioned to AAA, and over the weekend, Hurston Waldrop was reassigned to minor league camp. Nothing to be disappointed with. They wanted to get their feet wet. They know that if they stay healthy, they'll be a part of this rotation, barring anything completely unforeseen this year.
Yeah, I think, as they like to say, we're not closing the inn. There's going to be occupancy. Because that 16 different guys started a game for the Braves last year. Just keep that in mind. And Bryce Elder was shockingly an all-star last year after not starting the season out. I feel good numbers-wise. We know the names now, like they're a little bit more veteran than they are. They're not. One guy's done nothing, relatively speaking, as close to nothing as you can do. The other guy's done a tick more, but not a lot. And we know their names. Like, well, why aren't they pitching here? Well, I don't know. If Charlie Morton goes away, if Max Fried goes away.
Chris Sale, we don't know how healthy he's going to be.
Yeah, I meant like when contracts are done. I wasn't meaning like.
Well, I'm talking about this year.
I know. You take that back. You're lucky I didn't say that. You said that. I'm talking about when two guys possibly go away. Charlie Morton retires, Max Fried goes away. It's nice to have a little bit of reserve. And that's what it seems like these guys are. We have no idea how good they are. But we certainly know their names. We certainly have seen a little bit of the ability.
And it's the playground analogy, which doesn't guarantee you anything, because if you saw Chris Sale on the playground and or Max Fried on the playground, you probably wouldn't take them.
They're too thin.
But when you look at a guy
sandwich.
When you look at a guy like Hurston Waldrop, you just say that guy looks like he's special. Same deal with A.J. Smith-Shawver. It doesn't, again, guarantee you anything, but if you wanted a pitcher to look like somebody, it would look like Hurston Waldrop. It would look like A.J. Smith-Shawver.
I think Michael Harris is going to get his run for his money when it comes to bandanas. Are those still called bandanas? Head wraps? I'm not really sure what they are. Waldrop looks like a guy who absolutely, on his off days, should be wearing one of those things. He looks like a college kid with a little bit more going on than most college kids, where you can go, oh, yeah, keep your hair out of your eyes. Put one of those things on. Him and Michael Harris could be the two guys that absolutely get away with that look.
Now, here's my question. Is there an age cutoff when it comes to wearing that? Like, Charlie Morton would look strange wearing that, wouldn't he? Because he's a little bit too old to do that.
Yeah, and if he pulls up in a brand-new yellow Corvette to start the season, I'd say Charlie is going through a few things.
A midlife crisis.
Yeah.
Needless to say.
You're too old to be wearing something like that.
Yeah. Part of it is, does it fit or does it not? You know, if Charlie comes in wearing chaps, I'm going to say something's going on, man.
If anybody comes in wearing chaps, I'm going to say something's going on.
Bryce Elder. I think Bryce Elder could actually wear a pair of chaps. And I go, oh, okay, I kind of get it.
Bryce Elder's going to pitch later
Pierce
on.
Pierce Johnson could probably wear chaps.
Maybe. Bryce Elder's going to pitch a little bit later on this week. Today, it's going to be Spencer Strider as the Braves take on the Minnesota Twins at 105 over at ESPN 103.7 and the Fan app. Max Fried pitched on Friday, got knocked around a little bit, but most likely, Domino, one would assume, maybe we should never assume, but I will in this instance, that he's going to be the opening day starter. He started three consecutive opening days. So if it's four, he would join Julio Teheran with six, Greg Maddux with four, and Rick Mahler as the only Atlanta-era Braves to have started four or more consecutive opening days for whatever that's worth.
Yeah.
So six straight years it was Julio Teheran. Yeah, yeah.
Look, everybody, people got mad at me when I said, that's crazy. Thank God we turned it around. Because if we were on year four of fill in the blank, Julio Teheran part two, 2.0, this would be miserable and we haven't even gotten to April 1st yet. I'm sorry. I had that moment in February. I'd be like, I think Julio's going to be the opening day starter again.
Well, that downtime made you really appreciate what's going on. Not that you wouldn't have before, but following the downtime, you really appreciate what's going on now.
Yeah. Nobody needs Julio Teheran opening up for their organization 6 years in a row. There's blips. There's moments. Russ Ortiz. Yeah, I get it. Things happen. Not 6 years in a row.
Aaron Blair. I mean, these things come around every now and then like an eclipse. I will say this. Friend of the show. Respect him for trying to do what he's trying to do. It's time for Charlie Culberson to say either I'm going to go back to being a utility infielder because this pitching thing isn't going to work.
Okay.
I just don't see it working.
Okay. I don't know. You want to take away a man's dream. He's got little kids.
We all have dreams. I understand.
You want to go over to his house and tell his kids daddy's no good? Is that what you want to
do? Recorded two outs and allowed four earned runs on one hit. His velocity was in like the 91 to 92 mile an hour range. I mean, Snit had to come out and take him out of the game.
I know.
I talked to him about it.
I know what happened.
So
he screwed up.
This happened on Saturday against the Orioles. Chris Sale got knocked around a little bit in that game.
Why don't you go tell Chris Sale's family the dream
is
over?
Well, the difference is, as I was about to say, obviously, there's the back of the baseball card with Chris Sale, and there's, you know, Charlie Morton.
Do you think Charlie can learn a knuckleball?
Charlie Culberson, not Charlie Morton.
Do you think Charlie Culberson could learn a knuckleball in the next few days?
All I know is he's 34 years old, and I admire him for trying this, but unless he just wants to stay at AAA all year, because I don't think he's going to be up here pitching, then I think the dream, again, there's a fine line between the dream and facing reality.
Right, so you don't want him to turn into Don Quixote. That's a reference if you don't know. You don't want him fighting the windmills.
No. There's a time and a place for everything. And I asked you last week, and I'll ask you again, Trevor Bauer pitched on Sunday afternoon on a backfield.
Go ahead.
And he pitched well.
Go ahead.
Professional hitter stateside in nearly 3 years, scoreless innings. And he said it afterwards, why not me?
Yeah.
Why can't I get another chance?
Yeah. Shut up.
This guy has done nothing but deliver.
I think I'm still one of the best pitchers in the world. Okay, shut up. Somebody's either going to sign you or not sign you. What do you think? You saying that you're still one of the best pitchers in the world is going to... He is? Sign that man. He can't help himself.
He says, I'll play for the major league minimum.
He said that for 3 months.
I know.
What do you want from me?
And he's going to continue to say it.
Go away. Go away. Take you and your people. Go away for now. If somebody calls you and you pitch in the majors, then come right back in.
I think somebody's going to call him. I really do.
What are they waiting for? What are they waiting for? It's March, whatever the hell it is. What are they waiting
for? They're waiting for something to happen on their pitching
staff. I'm going to go back.
They're waiting for one of their starters to falter or get injured. That's what I think they're waiting for.
This game isn't perfect. Football isn't perfect. The big office building with lawyers isn't perfect. There's somebody in a cubicle somewhere that you're associated with. Either you work directly with them, for them, or they're in the corporate office. They've done something not good. I'm an owner. I got a wife. I'm a general manager. I got a wife. It's not happening. And again, I'm not telling you the game is perfect. I gave you what I gave you last week in this thing. Can't have you. Can't have you. And by the way, you now saying for the ninth time you'll pitch for the minimum. No one cares.
Is him talking too much?
Of course.
A detriment. If he kept his mouth shut and said,
his stupid people around him too. Instagram. Look at this. Here's the view behind home plate. Okay, who are you showing this to?
I just want another chance and then leave it at
that. You're a Johnny Tryhard now, and the people around you are not. Look, he's got his own set of problems. He doesn't need dumb people working for him, pushing his narrative, but they do. Can't have you. Can't have you.
Please join me in doing the sword celebration.
Speaking of veterans pitching over the weekend, the Savannah Bananas on Saturday played in a major league stadium for the first time in their history.
Well, they got a major league tour going on this
Houston's
year.
Minute Maid Park, and 61-year-old Roger Clemens came out and pitched.
11-time Major League All-Star, 2-time World Series champion, and 7-time Cy Young Award winner, the Rocket, Roger Clemens!
Trying to find the zone for a payoff. Tapped back to him. Jumping play underhand to first. EJ behind the back. And how about the ovation for Roger Clemens as his kids come out to hang with him?
What'd they pay him?
That's a very good question.
On that uniform alone, what did they pay?
He didn't pitch very well. I know that. He allowed 5 runs.
My age. How do I care? Roy Halladay, by the way, pitched in this game and nobody cares.
Roy Oswalt.
Roy Oswalt.
That would have really been something if Roy Halladay pitched.
Yeah, goodness.
He is dead.
Yeah, don't do that.
Yeah.
Roy Oswalt.
Everybody back from the grave, Roy Halladay.
Well, this event, let me tell you, the Savannah Bananas, is that if anybody could do it, it would be them. These guys are on a marketing roll.
Roy Oswalt came into the game in the 6th inning, pitched 1/3 of an inning, and allowed 1 run on 3 hits.
I don't want to get into it, but Roy Oswalt and I got into it at spring training.
But that was about the steroids,
yeah,
right? These guys are costing me money.
Yeah.
Did you see where Roy came out to the mound in? You know, he's the wizard. So he came out in like this big black robe that had this big hood on
it. He's Gandalf all of a sudden.
Yeah, yeah, exactly. That's exactly what it was.
So he looked like, if you remember, you remember. You can look it up. He looked like the Grand Wizard from the old WWF.
Yeah, thank God. Don't say the Grand Wizard of something else.
No,
I don't think that's what he was going
for. The Grand Wizard was a manager.
Yeah. Roy Oswalt
in the
and
WWF.
I apologize. I'm thinking, Roy Oswalt and I did go out at the spring training. But he showed up, and nobody cared because it was Roger Clemens.
So this is going to be the theme, right? So June the 8th, they're at Fenway Park.
Yeah.
July the 13th, they're at Nationals Park in D.C.
Yeah, here comes Dwight Evans. Here comes Oil Cam Boyd. I don't know who the hell's coming.
August the 10th, they're going to be at Progressive Field.
Yeah.
September the 21st in Philly, and then October the 2nd in Miami.
There's no doubt in my
Savannah
mind.
The Savannah Bananas.
Jim Thome is going to come out and play for the Savannah Bananas. He's going to have an appearance, an at-bat, or whatever the hell it's going to be. Yeah, this is brilliant. 61,000 people.
They're coming to Atlanta later this month. They are going to play at Cool Ray, not at Truist, unfortunately. But they have 3 games, and it's sold out. I mean, there was a ticket waiting list you had to sign up for.
Oh, yeah.
And a lottery to get tickets. I hardly know anyone that got them, but... I mean, they're all 3 sold out.
Maybe Charlie Culberson pitches.
I'm a little surprised they're playing the small room. With all
maybe the
Braves
said no.
I don't know that.
Maybe the Braves said
maybe.
We don't need your circus. Let the circus play down the road.
With all due respect.
We're playing some serious. Well, look at the parks they're going to.
Let me explain something to you.
The teams aren't very good.
Let me explain
from Philadelphia.
44,000 beer drinkers. You know what I want? Any day I can get 44,000 beer drinkers in my building, I want them in my building. There is no doubt in my mind. You know, if Ed Mangum says, they might tear up the field.
That's a problem, too.
Okay, no, it's not. We're going to put 44,000 beer drinkers in the building. I'd play a doubleheader. Day, night. You leave, new group coming in. That's what I would do.
I'm going to tell you, speaking of Ed Mangum, what I don't want to see this year. Someone coming out working on that mound in the middle of a game. That didn't really happen last year. 2 years ago, it happened a lot.
The guy from the Phillies actually had a problem. I think that's 2 years in a row for him. Listen, I want to keep everybody happy and healthy. Just do what you got to do to keep everybody on my side happy and healthy. Everything else be damned.
Like, for a long time, I made fun of A.J. Minter for falling off the mound during one of his deliveries.
Don't say what you're about to say.
Well, in retrospect, was it his fault?
I know. They've rebuilt the mound a couple of times. Yeah, it's fine. I just want everybody on my side to stay happy and healthy.
Healthy is the key. Sometimes when you're not happy, it drives you to play better. But healthy, if you're not healthy, it doesn't add up to a hill of beans. It doesn't matter at that point.
I got to think about what you just said. Let me mull that over during a break.
Sometimes anger can motivate. Oh, somebody.
Yeah.
If you got a bad Achilles or a bad ankle, there's not much you can do. Things just got a little bit tougher inside the NFC
South. Anybody signed? Do we have Kirk Cousins yet?
Nothing yet. Legal tampering has begun. Into the red zone we go next, and maybe we'll play that breaking news sounder, but then again, maybe not, but then again, maybe we will. All ahead. Domino Cellini, The Fan, 680 and 93.7 FM.
Make the most out of your daily commute or next road trip in a new Audi from Audi Atlanta. And what better way to do it than behind the wheel of a stylish Audi A5 Sportback? Hey, it's Finn, along with my friends at Audi Atlanta, here to introduce this city to the Audi A5 Sportback. With a versatile and athletic design, the beauty lies within, combining the sleekness of a coupe with the practicality of a four-door hatchback. And right now, you can lease the Audi A5 Sportback for $537 per month. Find yours at AudiAtlanta.com. And use the Jim Ellis Expressway to start or complete your entire purchase online, or shop in person on Peachtree Boulevard just inside the perimeter. Experience the thrill of driving like never before at Audi Atlanta. Offer applies to a 36-month lease, 2024 Audi A5 Sportback 40, $537 per month, 10,000 miles per year, with 4731 due at signing. Example stock number A25954, MSRP $49,905, excludes tax, tag, and title fees. Offer expires 5/31/24 with approved credit.
The winningest team in baseball also has the most saves, and people who save the most money are winners. So start earning saves by investing in Worthy bonds for only $10 each. These bonds earn a fixed 7% APY, and there's no fees, penalties, or minimum balance required, and they can be redeemed whenever you like. You can even round up everyday purchases to buy additional bonds. Go to worthybonds.com/save. That's worthybonds.com/save, and save and win.
It's a Mitsubishi.
Not Mitsubishi, M. Johnny 5.
Who's Johnny? Who cares? Domino Cellini, The Fan. Johnny. 680 and 93.7 FM. Who's your favorite Johnny? Do it for Johnny. Johnny Appleseed Day. That's why it's our X platform question of the day. Be a Johnny Appleseed or anybody else. If they join us on the phone, that would be something, right? They join us on the Hobson and Hobson Newsmaker line. Are you brave enough to take that first step? If you are, consult the fine divorce attorneys at Hobson.
No divorce at all. You can't divorce.
Well, if you want to do the divorce, Joe, areyoubraveenough.com would be the place to go. You heard Derek Thomas with the breaking news. One-time dog DeAndre Swift leaving the Eagles. Three-year, $24 million deal, around $15 million guaranteed to sign with the Bears. So it has begun. The legal tampering period is official. It officially kicked off, in fact, about 25 minutes ago.
It's amazing how quickly some of these contracts can get drawn
out. I know. Crazy talk, huh?
Yeah. Fax machines must be smoking everywhere around the NFL. Mm-hmm.
Some housekeeping. You brought up the fact that over the weekend, before we talk more NFL, Draymond Green passed by Larry Bird in career three-pointers made. Our buddy David, who's pretty good with the stats,
yes,
says Sadiq Bey passed Larry Bird yesterday. So do what you will with that information.
I will not do anything with that because, again,
doesn't mean anything. Like I said, it's a different league now.
The rest of my soul will get crushed if I think about that too long. This is it's not something I really want to think about. And it's why, even though the NBA, it's 94 feet, 10 feet high, 15 feet from the free throw line, it's just different. So if you want to, and we'll hear from Michael Jordan. Michael Jordan said something in 2019, which is the way that I would look at it. We'll give you those details. But the point is that you can't live in a world and tell me the NBA is always just going to be the NBA when Sadiq Bey has more threes made than Larry Bird.
It's an outside-in motion game now, completely different than what it once was. And we'll see if it ever goes back to what it was in the 80s. We don't want the 90s. We don't want physical, overtly physical basketball.
Let him hand check. If you think, again, it's too much, just let him hand check.
A nice really compromise simple between the two would be nice. This prospect continues to fly up the boards. That story in 5 minutes.
Punching it in from the goal line. This is the Drive into the Red Zone.
Let's start with Baker Mayfield is going to remain down in Tampa. Three-year deal worth $100 million, $50 million guaranteed, a max value of $115 million. So everybody was waiting for the first free agent quarterback to make his decision, and that man was Baker Mayfield over the weekend to stay with the Buccaneers.
$100 million is what we talked about a week and a half ago. It's $100 million. It's $100 million in guarantee with a chance to go up a little bit. It's what happens when you go 28-10 on a lifeline-type season. He had a lifeline-type season, and it changed the direction of his family fortune forever. because he did something in Tampa on a not-so-great team. Really good player in Mike Evans. He had a comeback year, and it's worth $33 million a year. It's just, they can't help themselves. Let me ask you this. Do you think 2 years from now, somebody down there, the infamous buyer's remorse, the Daniel Jones, oof, do you think they have buyer's remorse on Baker in 2 seasons?
If I had to take a guess, I would say yes. I mean, history has shown.
But, Nick, it's only $33
million.
We'll see.
A lot of times it backfires. See, Russell Wilson let go, and Denver absorbed a record amount of dead cap money at $85 million. And he signs a very, very, very team-friendly deal, $1.2 million. To become the quarterback, should he beat out Kenny Pickett of the Pittsburgh Steelers? And the talk is, when he met with Arthur Smith, they really hit it off. They go way back to when North Carolina was recruiting him, even though he ended up at NC State. They shared some old war stories, Domino, and maybe that convinced Russell Wilson that Pittsburgh was the place for him.
I really don't like looking at quarterback records. Baker Mayfield, in case you're wondering, is 40-46 as a lifetime quarterback in the NFL. He just signed a $100 million deal. Now, I will say this, he has a fairly decent touchdown to interception ratio, and I don't blame guys that get too much credit, too much blame. But this is what happens. If you just have one good sub 30 year, and I'm not even going to tell you that it's not 32 and 33. Joe Flacco, what is Joe Flacco going to get? What's Joe Flacco going to get? A guy who got pulled off his couch, hadn't played in the NFL for
1 year, $5 million?
I would sign him in a heartbeat here. He would be my backup.
I can't give him any more than that.
He gave Taylor Heineke $7 million.
Yeah, just because you were stupid once doesn't mean you can be stupid again.
Oh, no. Of course it does. Of course it does. How dare you think lessons are learned? They paid Daniel Jones $40 million. Deshaun Watson, 200 and whatever million guaranteed.
So you're just going to continue. If you make a mistake, you're going to continue. Well, the Browns have done that. You throw bad money at more bad money at more bad money, and you never learn. Well, if you're a losing organization, that's the way you operate. If you're a winning organization, you learn from your mistakes.
If you drop back in a draft. Now, can I give something? Because this is something now I'm hearing. Well, you can't take this guy at 8. He's a terrible pick at 8. But wait, he's good quarterback. But he's good at 26? Yeah, he'd be good at 26. Do you know that it doesn't matter what number you pick a quarterback? If you use the word good anywhere, oh, he's a good quarterback at 26, but he's not good at 8. What does that mean?
Well, you also...
No. I'm specifically asking a question.
Yeah.
When somebody tries to justify where you pick a quarterback, but the end of the sentence is not there, but at that number he's good, that's not how it works. You're either a good quarterback or you're not.
Yeah, if he fits your system, he fits your system. Now, if you want to trade back and accumulate more picks and assume that guy's still going to be there, then you're rolling the dice. But if you trade back and you get your guy and you get more picks, then, yeah, it's a better deal.
Okay, so let me ask as an example. Let's say, because I heard it talked about this morning, Michael Penix, can't draft him at 8. What about a 26? Oh, yeah, then he'd be a good pick. What does that mean? Because you either can play quarterback or you can't. This is not a tackle. It's not a guard. It's not a running back or a wide receiver. If you tell me that a quarterback is going to be good, but it's dependent upon where he was picked, I'm going to tell you I can't have a conversation with you. Can't have a conversation with you. Because if you're telling me he can play at that position, what does it matter what number you get him at? What does it matter? Because
if he fits your system, it shouldn't matter.
I don't trust you enough to take extra picks and do all of these crazy good things. I don't. I don't trust anybody. If I give most guys, who in the NFL? I look at John Lynch. Maybe there's a couple of guys that go, if I give them 3 extra picks, you think it turns out well? Yeah. Handful of guys, no more. They're going to name names. That's the reality of the NFL draft. They're just going to name. They're going to have a name on a card. Somebody's going to announce it. And in the 4th round, there's a good chance that guy's out of the league in 2 years.
We keep going back to the blackjack analogy. Is it like splitting tens? You can't do that all the time. You should never do it. But if you do it, let's assume more bad than good is going to happen.
Even if
it works out, it's irresponsible.
If you're telling me you get more picks and you still get the guy you want, good for you. Here's the problem. No matter who you get, you're going to tell me that was the guy you wanted. Then we're going to hear leak stuff and all these people with the BS about, well, here's what was really on the table. I'm not going to know until I know. But the quarterback is the one spot. I don't care what number you pick him at. I don't care. If you get a good one, a guy who can play, you got a good one.
All right, let me ask you something. Speaking of the Steelers, they are releasing 8-time Pro Bowl corner Patrick Peterson. You're Terry Fontenot. You do it? Give those tires a kick?
I don't know. Again, you can give me 5 names, and I'm going to tell you maybe they signed one. They're just names. I don't know if you could.
So you're going to trust Clark Phillips? Who's a decent corner?
No, I guess my thing is, are we now playing the go get me three free agents, four free agents for the money? But if you only get one and you don't get the quarterback, you made a mistake. Chris Jones off the board. Well, hold on. Legarius Sneed. Well, let's trade for him. Okay, you and how many other teams are having the same thoughts?
Chris Jones did sign with the Kansas City Chiefs a five-year, almost $159 million deal, an average of $31.75 million, surpassing the average of Aaron Donald's record-setting deal. But this goes back to you can make the numbers sometimes say anything because the life of that contract, most likely he's not going to see that.
Mm-hmm.
But from an agent standpoint, you want that out there.
Oh, I just got my guy more than Aaron Donald. Line him up, boys. I'll gladly be your agent. Look what I just did. Yeah, Todd France was in the building with us, and we talked about what are guaranteed numbers, what are kind of guaranteed numbers, what's the number the agent puts out. Now I got guys in the league complaining, oh, all you're doing is carrying water for the agent. You're putting out fake numbers. Okay. Like, I could read.
This has been going on for years.
No doubt. This isn't
anything new. For Mike Florio to start yelling about it on the Pat McAfee show, I mean, okay, you're angry about it, but this is something you've been dealing with for decades, right?
Yes. Yes. I guess
they're not calling him anymore. Is that why he's upset about it?
He's off the text chain.
Right.
He used to be on the chain, but he doesn't bid them. He doesn't carry their water.
So how many text chains are you on? I know you're on at least two with me. Three with me.
Let me ask this. If I don't respond, am I really on them?
You do rarely
respond.
Aren't
I a tree in the forest?
Like me, you, and home team are on one, and you never respond to anything you say.
No. I hardly read what you guys send, let alone respond. Guaranteed money is guaranteed money. How do I manipulate the cap? That's all I care about. Terry Fontenot, here's again what you can't tell me. Well, we'll go sign those four free agents instead of Kirk Cousins. Oh, you will? That's fascinating.
Now, if you get them, it's great.
Who's getting four guys
nobody.
That they
that's,
want?
That's
nobody.
That's the flip side to
that's
the point.
That's the point. But what about Chris Jones? What about him? He's gone.
Mm-hmm. Fletcher Cox, he ain't playing for nobody. He retired after, 12 years, all with the Philadelphia Eagles, won a Super Bowl, played in two Super Bowls. I would say that is a fine career. He says it was an honor and a privilege to wear an Eagles uniform for the last 12 years. And I think he can probably go back to Philadelphia and get a hero's return anytime he wants.
Let me ask this.
Him and Jason Kelsey.
I don't know if he'd want to, but does that seem like the type of guy that if you call them up at the end of the year, they're a little bit banged up? Hey, all I'm going to ask you is enjoy it. Just don't enjoy it so much that you might not be able to take a phone call in late November, early December.
It wouldn't surprise me.
Right. Because I think there are certain guys that you go, could I get a few weeks out of him? He sort of feels like, again, he might be perfectly content. He might weigh 50 pounds more or 50 pounds less by December. But I might ask him, just keep yourself ready.
Now, training camp's a lot easier now than it used to be, but I don't know how many people remember Clay Matthews. He did play for the Falcons, and I don't know why they gave him Jeff Van Note's 57, but they did. He would find a reason, not every year, but he would find a reason to hold out because he didn't want to come in, it turns out.
Yeah,
he's like, I'm a vested veteran. I know what I'm doing. I don't need to be
here. I might retire.
Yeah. I just need to have my contract tweaked a little bit. Then he would show up. And,
I don't know if the NFL thing is for me.
He'd show up in impeccable shape and go play football.
Fletcher Cox seems like the type of guy that might actually be asked that.
And this is why you have to be careful if you draft a quarterback anywhere, let alone in the first round. Mac Jones is getting traded to Jacksonville, his hometown. He's going back home.
No one cares.
After getting drafted in the first round. I bring it up because all they're getting, the Patriots, in return is a sixth-round pick.
Yes.
They just drafted him in the first round a couple of years ago. This just happened.
We are living in the shelf life of it's like buying three-day-old bread and watching it get moldy on your shelf to the point of now I have to throw it out. Throwing it out as a sixth-round pick. He'll back up Trevor Lawrence. Trevor Lawrence stays healthy or not, whatever. At least they got a guy. Somebody there must like him. But they like him to the tune of a six-rounder. You know what nobody cares? That's where he's from. Just like Justin Fields here, don't have a conversation with me about what the birth certificate says. I could care less if he was raised by wolves. I'm serious. You could have been born in the Appalachian Mountains. You were raised by wolves. Oh, can you play quarterback? Because that's all I care about.
And he couldn't play quarterback. When you lose your job to Bailey Zappi, that tells you something, right?
And I think they wanted him. Like, they wanted him. Now there's a change in the guard. Mayo maybe thinks that he's got to change up the locker room. Let's just get him out of here. I'm not saying he's a bad guy, but maybe it just doesn't do anybody any good. We'll take the sixth-round pick. We'll go away. Did you hear the expression, the headline with... When does it become official, Russell Wilson?
I would imagine today.
Yeah, I mean, I'm assuming that, then, like, paperwork. Well, you got to send paperwork.
It's illegal tampering, and then you have a press conference probably on Wednesday.
But he's on the street, right. So you know what it was? Welcome to the Rust Belt. R-U-S-S. Isn't that witty? $1.2 million. Do you know what he's done in the last 2 years? Ask me what Kenny Pickett has done in his first 2 years.
Off the top of my head, Chris, can you give me Kenny Pickett's first 2 years in the NFL?
What do you think his touchdown to interception numbers are? 2 years.
10 touchdowns, 17 interceptions.
13 to 13. 13 to 13. He's dead even. You know what Russell Wilson has done in the last 2 years? 42 and 19. And you just signed him for $1.2 million. He has a chance if he keeps goofy on the outside, whatever's going on in his life. Who needs to be around him, hold his hand, red carpets, $1.2 million. There's a chance we are, and I don't think this is a real award before the Super Bowl, you know, like that award ceremony, biggest bargain of the year. There's a chance that he's that guy because what you're not paying him, 42 and 19 in the last 2 years.
Look, this, to me anyway, this tells you everything you need to know about Kenny Pickett's future in Pittsburgh. Not only Russell Wilson signing there, but who started for the Steelers once Kenny Pickett was healthy in the playoffs? Wasn't Kenny Pickett, it was Mason Rudolph.
It's true.
So that tells you all you need to know.
Who probably is looking for work, Mason Rudolph, right?
I think now he's that still
Wilson
there.
No, but now that Russell Wilson is signed, if you're keeping Kenny Pickett.
Yeah, or you're trading Kenny Pickett.
2 years in. Hey, who'll give me a six-rounder for Kenny Pickett?
It's just like Mac Jones. I mean, this is now, you don't have time.
It's a goof.
Any longer. You overpay them, and you don't give them time to develop at the quarterback position. Anybody has a good year, like I said, you break the bank for them, but if they struggle out of the gate their first couple of years, they're gone. Like Desmond Ridder here. He's gone.
Who's the starting quarterback for the Giants? Because I don't know if it's McCarthy.
They may take J.J. McCarthy. Yeah,
they might.
At number six.
And and that'll put your mind at ease because that means if you can't get drafted twice, he can't be a member of the Falcons.
Mel Kiper said that Drake May and J.J. McCarthy are in a battle for that third quarterback to be drafted. He said, bottom line, this is a quote. Now, save this one, Chris. You may use this somewhere down the line. Bottom line is J.J. McCarthy could overtake Drake May.
All right. Yeah, I guess we'll find out. Or he could not, by the way. Let me give you the flip to that coin. Denver, there was a last-minute thing. And look, I'm starting to believe that Kirk Cousins might not take a little less to be here. I'd like to think he would. Can you win here every bit as much as Minnesota? Yes. But what would you do in Denver? Would you sign in Denver if you're Kirk Cousins? Money being equal, Atlanta or Denver, what are you doing? I know what I'm doing. I'm taking Atlanta. Money being equal, a little bit less. Why would I go to Denver? Sean Payton, oh, look how good he is. With who other than Drew Brees has he been good? Just answer that for me.
Well, what I'm going to say is...
Where's all the weed? Who's got a better chance to win?
Well, if I'm a quarterback...
Atlanta.
What I'm also going to say is this guy had a good season for you, and you flipped out on him.
Right.
On the field. You embarrassed him on the field, and then you benched him, even though he was still playing well at the end. I don't know if I want to play for a coach like that.
If I'm Zach Robinson, you know what I could say? I'm going to love you today. I'm going to love you tomorrow. I'm going to love you next week and next month. I'm going to love you for the next couple of years. Sean Payton doesn't get a chance to say that. I'm not going to Denver. I think Denver, here's my problem. I think Denver might be made up. It might be made up. But I also think that that's a negotiating ploy then. Like, they want every last dollar. And I was kind of hoping it wouldn't feel that way if Kirk Cousins does come here. A little bit left on the table. I see what's happening over there. I want to play for Zach Robinson and Raheem Morris.
Well, I mean, that's...
I want that city there. I want to fill the building.
We go back to what he said in what January. It's not about the money, but apparently it is about the money.
We'll see. The Denver thing, I don't know who floated that out. I'm not going to Denver. I'm staying in Minnesota. I'm going to Atlanta.
Is that an agent just trying to create more leverage?
Yeah, of course. I mean, that's what... But that tells me that maybe they are looking for the highest dollar, which stinks. I still want him here. Just because I just want to see the opportunity to win.
And I go back. It's not an original thought. I just go back to Minnesota for Kirk Cousins. If he was going to stay there, wouldn't they have signed him already? Or do you do the Alex Anthopoulos thing? Go out and shop your wares and give us a chance to match. I'm not going to negotiate against myself.
I'm going to give you an analogy. He's Mark Teixeira. Why am I not going to free agency? Of course I'm going to free agency. Now, you can tell me last night, allegedly, do you love me still? How much do you love me? Minnesota in, Minnesota out? But if I'm this close, if I'm Kirk Cousins, why would I sign in Minnesota? Let them scramble a little bit. Why would I do a deal when I know the free agency? And by the way, I'm not even playing another football game, Nick, unless I cut a finger off, you know, trimming hedges. I know what I'm at. It's this. I know what Minnesota will give me. It's this. Can I go get more? I wouldn't sign with Minnesota until I had everything on the table.
And apparently that's going to be the case. We'll keep an eye on what Kirk Cousins is
going to do with
legal tampering. It began 43 minutes ago.
That's not selfish.
No, I mean,
I've been around selfish.
Get what you can.
I know what selfish is. When you're that close to biting.
Selfish is Jeff George. That's selfish.
Well, that's also an unawareness. That's a douche. That's
it's a lot of things.
It's a lot of things. I don't blame Kirk Cousins getting this close. Why would you actually run 26.2 miles and not finish the marathon? Is it 26.2, 26.4?
26.2.
Why would you run 26 miles and not do the last 2/10?
Well, that's what's happening with Kirk Cousins. Like we said, as soon as we hear something, you'll hear something. When we come back, how the NFL continues to try to strong-arm college football. Try being the key word. Domino and Cellini, it's the Fan 680 and 93.7 FM.
Make the most out of your daily commute or next road trip in a new Audi from Audi Atlanta. And what better way to do it than behind the wheel of a stylish Audi A5 Sportback? Hey, it's Finn, along with my friends at Audi Atlanta, here to introduce this city to the Audi A5 Sportback. With a versatile and athletic design, the beauty lies within, combining the sleekness of a coupe with the practicality of a four-door hatchback. And right now, you can lease the Audi A5 Sportback for $537 per month. Find yours at AudiAtlanta.com. And use the Jim Ellis Expressway to start or complete your entire purchase online or shop in person on Peachtree Boulevard just inside the perimeter. Experience the thrill of driving like never before at Audi Atlanta. Offer applies to a 36-month lease, 2024 Audi A5 Sportback 40, $537 per month, 10,000 miles per year, with $4,731 due at signing. Example stock number A25954, MSRP $49,905, excludes tax, tag, and title fees. Offer expires 5/31/24 with approved credit.
The winningest team in baseball also has the most saves, and people who save the most money are winners. So start earning saves by investing in Worthy bonds for only $10 each. These bonds earn a fixed 7% APY, and there's no fees, penalties, or minimum balance required, and they can be redeemed whenever you like. You can even round up everyday purchases to buy additional bonds. Go to worthybonds.com/save. That's worthybonds.com/save, and save and win.
You couldn't leave well enough alone. Could you, little twerp? No, you had to push it. Now you're gonna pay.
How about a front kick, Johnny?
Leave him alone, man. He's had enough.
On the side, but he's had enough, man.
What is wrong with you, Johnny?
The enemy deserves no mercy.
Johnny Lawrence had a point.
It's over. Try to be best.
And he had to pour the hose on him as he was smoking a joint at the Halloween dance. Sometimes you get what you deserve. 12:49, Domino, Cellini, the Fan, 680 and 93.7 FM. It's Johnny Appleseed Day. Who's your favorite Johnny? Tough to go against Johnny Lawrence. Appreciate you taking the time to listen. Braves baseball at 105 today on ESPN 103.7. And you can also, if you have the Fan app, listen to Braves baseball there, not only during spring training, but all season long. Spencer Strider on the mound today. Let's see how far he goes. Opening day, 2 weeks from Thursday in the city of brotherly love.
I don't know if you know. I heard he's working on a curveball this Spencer
Strider
guy. Keep an eye on that.
Little birdie told me that.
It's a game changer.
We'll keep an eye on everything going on as far as legal tampering is concerned.
Let's stop calling it that. I'm not going to play the NFL's games.
Mm-hmm.
Kevin O'Connell said at the Combine, well, I think people were talking to Kirk Cousins' agent. Okay, either you guys were all in or you're all out. Change the name of it. It's like I said with signing day. Why do I have to wait 5 weeks after the Super Bowl? Oh, wait, I know why. Because we want Combine news. That's crazy. Then we want legal tampering news. Okay, I'm a little bit surprised it's not even longer than 2 days. Like, I'm a little bit shocked that they're actually going to let you put pen to paper and send the paperwork in 48 hours.
And the deals are coming in. One-time dog, DeAndre Swift, a 3-year, $24 million deal reportedly to leave Detroit to go to Chicago, $15 million guaranteed. Somebody posted I don't have the numbers in front of me, mm-hmm. but somebody posted with the utmost confidence that the Lions are paying Jahmyr Gibbs and David Montgomery combined less than the Bears are paying DeAndre Swift. You see, that's being smart with the cap.
Yeah, that's called having a rookie running back who you said, well, we're going to use him. And look what he can do for us. I'd love for that to happen in year two for Bijan Robinson. Are you listening, Mr. Robinson? And I'm going to say it again. Raheem Morris, it's nice. Fired up, jacked up, whatever the hell it is players
are saying
about him. Collaborative, thank you. Zach Robinson is going to be the one. Now, Zach Robinson has already been told, well, your number one guy's off the board, or your number two guy's off the board, or your number... They're going to lie if they have to lie, but nobody is making this pick. And if Zach Robinson has to go to the cap guy and says, listen, man, we were hoping to do it for $37 million a year, it's going to be $40 a year. Can we do it? Or, better than that, how do we do it?
Now, we have possibly some breaking news here, as absurd as it may seem. Sometimes these stories that are initially called absurd...
Ladies and gentlemen, we got it.
Very true.
What are you going to give me some guy who claims to be somebody who's now claiming something?
Yeah, I'm just telling you what's out there right now. Dan Green,
what's out there?
It says, I'm Kirk Cousins' neighbor. He's got a picture standing next to Kirk. He says, I'm the guy who shovels his street so he can focus on Vikings games. I've been informed by him that my duties will not be needed in 2024, and that he is signing with the Falcons.
Right. And I don't know if you know this.
Sad to see Kirk go. He was always a blessing to me and my family. Good luck in Atlanta, Kirk. So there you go. We got him.
We got him.
Yeah. Why don't you tell me 12-year-old Jimmy Connors, the former paperboy for Kirk Cousins, has also been told that the Minneapolis Star Tribune will no longer be necessary at my porch.
Because that's the serious conversation we're trying to have here. That would be a parody.
I got a snow shoveler. He's the one telling me, huh? Let me ask you this.
Billy likes to drink soda.
I don't know if you know this. I'm the guy who delivered papers to Kirk Cousins. He's told me my services are no longer wanted or needed. Does he have a picture of the moving van?
He doesn't have a picture of the moving van, because I don't think the moving van has arrived just yet.
Well, he will.
But he does have a picture with Kirk Cousins in what appears to be outside by a driveway. I cannot confirm nor deny if it's Kirk Cousins' driveway. But the picture is out there.
Dan Green might be right. It might be his real name. He might actually shovel snow. Maybe for Kirk Cousins or maybe for Bud Grant. I have no idea.
Foreman. I think Bud Grant's dead.
Well, somebody's got to shovel then. Bud isn't.
House is probably still there.
Right.
Yeah, that's a fair point, Chris.
And remember,
I just get it that way.
Are they still going to have a garage sale? By the way, has Bud Grant definitely passed away?
He is dead, yeah.
He finally? So what happens to
the
garage
sale? He looked 70 in the 70s when he was coaching the Vikings.
That guy looked tough.
Sparky Anderson. He looked old when he was young.
But Bud Grant kept a little bit of the high and tight. So I'm assuming Dan Green is going to put a picture up of movers, some house that's not Kirk Cousins' house, either photoshopped or whatever. Yeah, I'm just telling you, I know these stories. And Dan Green could end up being right. Kirk Cousins might be leaving Minnesota. But it's not going to be because the snow shoveler guy gave me the information. Or the paper boy or the electric company.
And just to confirm,
Minnesota Power is now Kirk Cousins has let us know that the power doesn't need to be on.
You know what's weird? Bud Grant passed away exactly a year ago today.
Oh, no. How old was he? 90? 92? In case you don't know,
he wasn't a kid.
He was the head coach of the Vikings, the team that obviously never won a Super Bowl.
95 years old.
He had high and tight, 95, and he did a garage sale every year.
There's a picture of him when he's coaching the Vikings in 1968, and he looks like he's 70 years old.
Don't say that. You know what he looks like to me? I remember what he looks like. He looks military distinguished to me. Bud Grant always looked military distinguished to me. Like, Bud Grant, I think, was the guy that had his belt buckle shined all the time. His bed was made really tight, bounce a quarter off it. He didn't let guys have heaters on the sidelines. I always thought he looked like he could have played in the 40s, 50s, 60s, 70s in any war movie. He could have been a general.
Yeah, no question.
Yeah.
He also played in the NBA and the NFL and the CFL. He won an NBA title in 1950 with the Minneapolis Lakers. I don't know why we're talking about it, but.
How about that?
I just told you, the snow shoveler, I shovel the snow at Bud Grant's house. And
no,
he told me 3 days before he died, I'm not going to need you anymore.
I get that, but I don't know why we're digging deeper into this.
Climate change related? Because you did the Dan Green on the snow
shoveler.
Yeah,
I'm just telling you what's out there. It's my responsibility to tell you what's out there. You know, your noise there aside. The NFL is apparently trying to convince, and this is a story that's getting more legs by the day, college football and their playoff system to change their schedule because they're set to host 3 first-round games on December the 21st. That's the Saturday showcase for the NFL. Now, I think one of the games, as far as the college football playoff is concerned, is going to be played on Friday.
Mm-hmm.
They would like another one of those games to be moved to Friday.
How about you mind your business?
That's what I would say if I'm college football.
Let us do what we want to do. Oh, good. You kicked our ass in the ratings. Who cares? We're going to put our game on and we're going to get ours. We'll get the amount of eyes we're supposed to get. Maybe it's a bar day. Maybe everybody wins. Seriously, maybe that's an incredible bar day. And everybody who's in that business wins on December 21st. I want to tell you about the...
I like the fact that if you play, though, two college games on Friday, two playoff games on Friday, that could be big for the bars, too. And then you do two more on Saturday. Yeah, so I think that seems to be a fair compromise.
No problem. I'm trying to think about how it works.
You get goofed up for a couple of days, man, and watch some football.
Yeah, how it works is how much money do we get on our deal? We're looking for more money because the deal's up in 2 years. They're going to put those games on where they think best. Now, if going against the NFL once... We can live in that world. Go live in that world. The Fox thing on Friday night, here's what I don't understand. I do know that the high school people are a little bit upset, and it's always been high school. The NFL can't do it. There was a law in 1961. They got to get around when they want to do it. What I don't understand is, unless you're going to the college game itself, Big Ten college game itself, are you going to ever choose to stay home on a Friday night to watch the college game, or if you have a tie to the high school, are you going to the high school game? You're going to the high school game if you have a tie to it. If you don't, I didn't have you to begin with. Like, this is what I don't get. So there's 63,000 in Wisconsin. Oh, you just killed our high school football. Did I? Did I? I
don't think I did. Well, I'm torn. I want to go see the Badgers, but I got to go watch my nephew. He's a fullback.
Okay. Record.
For Appleton Central.
Record the Wisconsin game and watch it when you get home.
Yeah, but it's not the same. You
watch
know that. Someone's going to tell you what's going on in the game. The more you don't want to know, the more they tell you.
If you have a tie to the high school game, you're going to the high school game. I'm just telling you, that's a fact. The high school game, if you have a real tie...
You'll be one of those guys that wears his varsity jacket to the game at 32?
I might watch the game at 8 o'clock in the morning to set up the rest of my day in the Big Ten for the Big 12 kickoff. I'm serious.
I'm with you.
If my kid played high school football, what game am I going to in college football? Oh, wait, I'll tell you, none. None. And it's going to be a round robin. Ohio State's going to get one. Michigan's going to get one. Wisconsin's going to get one. It's not killing high school football. I get it in theory. I don't like it because it feels dirty, but it really isn't.
All right, EA Sports gets snubbed again by the college hierarchy. We'll talk about that next and keep you up to date on what's going on all around the NFL as the signing period known as legal tampering has begun.
This just in. Billy Lipschitz, who cuts the lawn of Kirk Cousins, has now been told he will not need to do that up in Minnesota anymore.
Wow. Breaking news.
Breaking news.
Some more breaking news. Sadiq Bey, torn ACL. He's out for the season for the Hawks. I know you don't want to talk about the Hawks,
but
it's just there's another starter that goes down.
See ya.
Another starter that has more career three-pointers than Larry Bird. That's where the league.
That's disheartening.
That's the story behind the story. All right, when we come back, like I said, we'll keep you up to date and tell you what's going on with this college football game, how they are in the rearview mirror as far as college football, or at least this section of college football is concerned. It's Domino and Cellini, the Fan, 680 and 93.7 FM.
This is a 680 The Fan podcast. To hear more live and local sports content like this, tune into 680 AM or 93.7 FM or download the Fan app.
Make the most out of your daily commute or next road trip in a new Audi from Audi Atlanta. And what better way to do it than behind the wheel of a stylish Audi A5 Sportback? Hey, it's Finn, along with my friends at Audi Atlanta, here to introduce this city to the Audi A5 Sportback. With a versatile and athletic design, the beauty lies within, combining the sleekness of a coupe with the practicality of a four-door hatchback. And right now, you can lease the Audi A5 Sportback for $537 per month. Find yours at AudiAtlanta.com. And use the Jim Ellis Expressway to start or complete your entire purchase online or shop in person on Peachtree Boulevard just inside the perimeter. Experience the thrill of driving like never before at Audi Atlanta. Offer applies to a 36-month lease, 2024 Audi A5 Sportback 40, $537 per month, 10,000 miles per year with $4,731 due at signing. Example stock number A25954, MSRP $49,905, excludes tax, tag, and title fees. Offer expires 5/31/24 with approved credit.
The winningest team in baseball also has the most saves, and people who save the most money are winners. So start earning saves by investing in Worthy Bonds for only $10 each. These bonds earn a fixed 7% APY, and there's no fees, penalties, or minimum balance required, and they can be redeemed whenever you like. You can even round up everyday purchases to buy additional bonds. Go to worthybonds.com/save. That's worthybonds.com/save, and save and win.
Camp Margaritaville RV Resort, where you can just breathe in and breathe out. Or move. There's biking, boating, arcade games, hiking, nearby golfing. Or fly through the new Fins Up Water Park. Thrills, chills, twists, and turns. This could be you. Camp Margaritaville at Lanier Islands. An easy 1 hour drive from Atlanta. Book your stay today at CampMargaritavilleLanierIslands.com.